I hope where you're at tonight, you're able to hear tonight on your radio. 88.9 tonight is where we'll be at tonight. I got a honk there. Thank God for that. So we do know you can hear tonight. And I just want to sit down tonight for just a moment and share with you tonight what God has laid on my heart. Staying with the book of John tonight. If you have a copy of God's word, I ask you to turn with me tonight to John chapter number 10. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 24 tonight. And while you're turning to that place tonight, John 10, 24, I want to share with you a few prayer requests that's been brought to me this week. One is Billy McClendon. I got a call this evening, said he'd be going in the morning maybe with some blood clots to have them maybe removed or dissolved. And also Miss Tina Kell, I ask you to pray for her mother, Miss Betty. Lift her up in a mighty way. Talk with Sister Tina this evening, and once again, Sister Betty's not doing well, and unless the Lord reaches down, it won't be long till she's in glory with her. So keep them prayer requests in your mind tonight. Remember our church. Remember one another. I would ask you tonight also to lift up the deacon body here at the church and myself and Brother J.D. We will be meeting to see what we do about parking lot service and either continue or whatever we need to do there. So I'll be very mindful of them and what the decision that they make. It's a critical time. Very critical time we're in, but I want you to know God, He's still the way, the truth, and the life. Tonight, John chapter number 10 and verse number 24, I just want to preach a little message tonight. Tell us plainly. Just tell us plainly. You know, you don't want nobody to beat around the bush. Just tell me plainly. Tell me what you want me to know, and tell me what you need me to know, and I can get it. And John chapter number 10 and verse number 24, the Bible says, "Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believed me not. And the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe me not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father God, I pray tonight that this message, I pray tonight, Father God, the word that will come out of your Bible tonight, I pray it just rains in the people's heart just as real as this rain's falling from heaven. Father God, I thank you for this rain tonight. I thank you for the folks that come out this way tonight. I thank you tonight for the ones that couldn't come this way tonight. I pray you bless them as well, whatever that need may be in their life. And Lord God, I pray tonight that you tell us plainly exactly what you'd have us know tonight. Father, your word says, Father God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And Father God, we believe that tonight. And that's why we've showed up tonight in the rain, in the parking lot like we do, Father. Lord God, I pray tonight that you watch over the ones in the prayer request, the ones that's sick, the ones that's lost loved ones this week, Father God. I lift them up to you tonight. And Lord, I pray tonight, Father, as we study this word, I pray we realize tonight that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. And we ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. As we look in the Word tonight, I want to share this with you tonight. They told Jesus, they said, tell us plainly. They said, we got to know plainly if you are the Christ. You know, tonight we're going to preach a little message tonight on eternal life. Not temporal life, but eternal life. And you know tonight that nobody has a problem with eternal life. Nobody, no lost man has a problem with eternal life tonight. The problem with eternal life, you know where it lies at tonight? It lies in denomination tonight. But friends, I want you to know tonight, I believe in eternal life, not because I believe in it, but because the Bible teaches it. The Bible shows us tonight that Jesus said, I've come that they may have eternal life. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the door. Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus said tonight, and I give eternal life. Friends, tonight, I didn't know life, and you didn't know life until I met Jesus tonight. And he says in his word tonight, get this, Jesus Christ said, I know my sheep, and I give them eternal life. And I want to give a list tonight, and I just want to do a study. Eternal life is not a license. Get this tonight. Eternal life is not a license to live any old way you want to and then go to heaven. That is not eternal life tonight. Eternal life is not a license for you to live any way you want to live, and then when you die, you get to go to heaven. That is not eternal life tonight. We have been saved from sin, not to sin tonight. He says we've been saved from sin. We've not been saved to sin. But he says tonight, if a person professes Christ and lives any way they want to, the Bible teaches us that they may have only professed Christ and never possessed Christ. According to the scriptures in Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 18, the Bible says, being made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Tonight we're talking that they told Jesus, we want you to tell us plainly. And to tell plainly who Jesus is, he comes back with eternal life, and he lets us know how powerful he is, how big he is when he comes back with eternal life. And he says tonight, those that profess but never possess. And that's one thing I want to look at tonight. We're talking about people that profess Christ, but they live any way they want to tonight. Friends, tonight, if you've been blood-bought, born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, you won't live any old way you used to live. There's something on the inside that has changed you, and that is the Holy Ghost of heaven. Friends, tonight, I want you to get this. In 1 John 2:19, Jesus said, they was not my sheep here. And in 1 John 2:19, the Bible says, they never was saved. That's what the Bible says, they never was saved. Them that came in and they was amongst us for a little while and then they went back out. Friends, he says in 1 John 2:19, he says this, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us tonight. He said if they had been with us, they would continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not at all of us. Friends, tonight, as we get to this place and we see this, if you don't mind tonight, Brother Brian said, turn it down just a little bit. Hey, I seen him waving out there. Hey, it's hard not to get excited when you're talking about eternal life. You're not talking about spending eternity in a devil's hell. Friends, I want you to get this tonight. The other night when Sister Melissa, she got saved and we come around and we hugged her neck and we shook her hand and we done all them things. Friends, I want you to know the most exciting thing to know is that she won't spend eternity in a devil's hell. And I think God tonight for eternal life. And he says that made manifest that they were not all of us tonight. He said it made known tonight when they left or what they had got a hold of. But friends, tonight when God gets a hold of you in 1 John 3, verse number 9 and verse number 10, the Bible says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin or does not practice that sin. For his seed remains in him and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In verse number 10, the Bible says, in this the children of God are manifested and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Friends, tonight he says here, and we're talking about eternal life, and I know it's confusing, and what confuses people about eternal life is not God, it's people that's not living for God. But he says here as we look in the book, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. That doesn't mean that he doesn't sin. That just means that he cannot continue to sin. There's something on the inside that, and it's the Holy Ghost tonight. It'll convict you when you sin. It'll convict you when you do wrong. It'll convict you when you err against your brother. It'll convict you when you don't come to church. It'll convict you when you have to call or counsel church for the COVID. Friends, it'll convict you and it'll challenge you. I want you to know a lot of people, they think because the church doors are closed that they're justified by not going to church. Friends, I want you to know tonight that's no excuse not to come to the house of God and not to study the Word of God. But he says tonight, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed, whose seed? God's seed, it remains in him and he cannot sin because he is born of God. You said, preacher, you say a man cannot sin. I say he won't practice that sin in his life. If he does sin, he's going to ask forgiveness. And look what the Bible says. A saved man, get this tonight. A saved man, he won't enjoy sin. He won't have no peace with sin tonight. Also tonight, a saved man, he won't indulge in sin. He won't have no peace in that sin. Friends, tonight, when you got born again and God saved you from your sins, and when he saved you from that, when you do slip up and you do mess up, the Holy Ghost that lives inside of you, not only is he your comforter, but he is your convictor tonight. He is the one that'll convict you tonight when you do wrong and you're you're not living for God. He'll convict you tonight when you look at something that you shouldn't look at. He'll convict you tonight when you say something that you shouldn't say tonight. He says tonight, I know my sheep and they know me tonight. But get this tonight, not only will a saved man, he won't indulge in sin, but a saved man, he won't entertain sin. Friends, a saved man tonight, when sin comes his way, hey, he might stay there for a minute, but he won't entertain it. He won't sit with it. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Have you ever been sitting at home in your living room and you're just watching TV and then all of a sudden, and I'm talking about you're not watching nothing dirty, you're not watching nothing filthy, you're not watching none of them things, but all of a sudden something will come on that TV and it'll be a cuss word. And I want you to know tonight, the Holy Ghost of heaven, it'll convict you right there. You didn't say the cuss word, but you won't sit there and listen to them cuss and carry on. You'll change that channel. You know what amazes me? It amazes me that back in the day when I watched them TV shows, I didn't even know they had cussing in them. And then once I got saved, I tried to go back and watch the same old shows. And you can't watch the same old shows because they got cussing in them now. What you didn't know they had before, once you got saved, he's enlightening you and you see tonight. But he says tonight, not only would a saved man, he won't entertain sin, but a saved man tonight, you know what he won't do? He won't eat sin tonight. He won't lay there and eat that sin tonight. Tonight in the Bible, in 1 Peter chapter number 4, in verse number 3, old Peter, he said, it was that sin of lasciviousness tonight. And he said, that sin is this tonight. And Warren Wiersbe said, it is that sin when you want to wear sin, when you want sin, but most of all, when you want to watch sin, when you love what sin does in your life. Friends, I want you to know tonight, I'll be the first to admit, and you will be too if you'll be honest, that the flesh loves to be pleasured. But friends, tonight, as a Christian tonight, the only place you're going to get pleasure is from God Almighty tonight. The only place you're going to get peace, the only place you're going to get rest is at the feet of Jesus tonight. Once you've been to His feet, the only place you can find rest is right back at His feet at the very same place. So He says tonight that we get to this place, and you preacher, you're talking about, tell us plainly. He said, don't worry about the ones that went back out. You worry about you tonight and your eternal life with Jesus Christ tonight. He says tonight, tell us plainly about eternal life. He said, okay, that's the ones that's professed but never possessed. They profess to be something, but they never possess what God had for them. But then, friends, tonight, I want you to know there are the ones that profess and they did possess Christ. They made a profession and Jesus Christ saved their soul. They didn't make that profession but for no other reason. They was under a Holy Ghost conviction. They was under the Holy Ghost. He was convicting them of their sin. Did you know tonight that you can't be saved unless the Holy Ghost of heaven, it is convicting you. The Holy Ghost of heaven, it is drawing you. Friends, tonight, the ones that profess and did possess Christ or receive Christ tonight. And I want to share this with you tonight in John chapter number 10 and verse number 28. And He says, I give unto them eternal life tonight. I want to share this with you. The ones that professed and received Him, they received eternal life tonight. If you are born again tonight, and you can hear me tonight, and if you can't hear me tonight, if you've asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, you've asked Him to save you, you've repented of your sin, and you made Him your Lord and Savior tonight, on the authority of God's Word tonight, you have eternal life tonight in Jesus Christ. So He says, we receive eternal life, not temporal. And we know this to be true, and we know eternal life to be true by three truths that are infallible. I'm talking about flawless. They are accurate. They agree together. They're correct, and they're with no error. Friends, tonight, in the world we live in, there's a lot of incorrectness. There's a lot of error. There's a lot of things going on. We got an election coming up not very far from here. And you know what the election's going to be. And I had a man ask me, he said, he wanted to know about who you would vote for. Friends, your head would have to be in the sand if you didn't know who to vote for coming up with this election. Friends, I want you to know tonight, as this church, we stand on some things. And we stand on the principle of the Bible tonight. And we stand on the Word of God tonight, and we stand on what God teaches and what He preaches. Friends, I want you to know, it doesn't matter what the politics says tonight, the Bible's always right. It always stands true, and it always will stand till the end of time. He said, this earth and this heaven, it shall pass away, but My word shall not pass away. So tonight, if I can give you anything tonight, you can rest assured in that eternal life. He said there's three infallible proofs that you can bet on tonight that we find in this text. And tonight, if you've been born again, you have these in your life. By the Scripture, in verse number 28 is number one. By the Scripture, we know we have eternal life. If it was not eternal life, he would have said so. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. So if he's going to go to prepare a place for you, he knows that you're going to come there one day. So he says in the Scripture, by the Scripture in verse number 28, look what he says. He says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Look at this tonight. In John 6:37, you can jot this down tonight. I want to give you some Scripture that backs up that eternal life that is given through the Scriptures. John 6:37, the Bible says, and that the Father giveth me shall, and all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Friends, tonight, I want you to know he's not in the casting out business. He's in the bringing in business. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing them on in. He said he looked out and the fields was wide unto harvest. And he said, go get them. Pray that you'd send laborers into the harvest. Pray you'd send laborers into that field. Friends, tonight, I want you to know it's wide unto harvest. And a lot of times when people, God loved you just the way you was. He loved you in that state that you was in and he saved you. But a lot of times we paint this picture that once we sin, he can't love me no more. Friends, he loved you while you were a sinner. Oh, glory. Boy, if the parking lot was full, we could have an amen service. He loved you while you were a sinner. He loved you while you was messing up. So if you mess up again, why wouldn't he continue to love you? That's the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how strong his blood is tonight. It saves sinners, but also it covers saints. Man, it takes care of it. He says in the Scriptures, he says, I want you to know in John 6:37, I will nowise cast out. But look here. In John 18:9, the Bible says that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake of them, which thou gavest me, have I lost none. He said, not one, Father, that you gave me, not one that I have saved, not one that has come to me, I've not lost none. He said, preacher, it says in the Bible that he lost one. He said, oh no, he was the son of perdition. He said, he was lost anyway. Friends, tonight, I want you to know, anybody that's ever been saved tonight, I want you to know by the authority of God's word, if they was washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that blood is still on their life tonight. That blood, it holds. That blood, it stays. There is no remover of that blood tonight, my friends. I want you to know tonight you can't erase the blood of Jesus Christ. You can't erase that blood off your life tonight. It's not by righteousness that you've done. It's not by what you've done. It's not by your works. It's by the work that he did on a cross called Calvary. And you put your faith in him tonight. And he says, not only I've lost none, but in 1 Peter 1:5. Man, I get excited when I think about eternal life. I want you to know on a daily basis, if you watch me walk and you watch my walk, there'd be times you'd say, I don't even know if he's saved. Hey, but guess what? If I watched your walk, there'd be times and I'd say, maybe they're not saved. But you know what? Tonight, I thank God tonight that you're not my judge, and I thank God tonight that I'm not your judge. I got one judge tonight, and you do too, and that's God Almighty tonight. And you know what he judges us on? If that blood of Jesus Christ, if it's been applied to our life. And he said, tonight, look with me in the book. He says tonight in 1 Peter 1:5, and this, I love this. I love this tonight. Who, 1 Peter 1:5, who are kept by the power of God? Folks, tonight, your righteousness, you're living right, you're tithing, your talents, you're doing good. Me preaching, Brother JD being the youth pastor, all these things, that doesn't make us saved, not one skinny minute. That doesn't do nothing for us. That does something for God. We do what we do because we've been born again and we serve God Almighty the same as you do. Friends, tonight, I'm not kept by my position. I'm not kept by my title. I'm not kept by none of that. I am kept tonight because God Almighty, through the blood of Jesus Christ, has the power to keep me tonight. He says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. He said, I'm ready to reveal this at the last time. Friends, tonight also in Jude 24, he says, to the one who is able to keep you from falling tonight. Tonight, I want you to know that God Almighty will keep you from falling tonight. We've been through a lot with the COVID, and you've been through a lot, and you've seen a lot with it. And friends, I want you to know there's a lot of quitting, and there's a lot of getting out, and there's a lot of giving up. And in the Alabama Baptist this week, they gave 6 reasons why a pastor would quit at this time of his ministry. Friends, I want you to know tonight, we need to get the quit off the table. Hey, I want you to know tonight, not only preachers, Brother J.D., we don't only need to get the quit off the table. Hey, but people out in the parking lot, you need to get the quit off the table. God's done too much for me to quit. God's done too much for you to quit. He has saved us. He has sanctified us. He's washed us in the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's no reason tonight that anybody should quit. If there's anything with this going on, hey, we should saddle up and get closer and let God just rain down on us like this rain tonight. Rain His power. Rain His blood down on us tonight. Save us from our sins tonight like He always has. There's not nothing that He can't do tonight. We serve a God that can do tonight. Amen. Whoa, glory. We serve a God that can do tonight. He can do. You said, preacher, I can't take no more, but He can. Preacher, I can't go through no more, but He can. Preacher, I can't keep on keeping on. No, you never could, but He can tonight. Man, that's good. He said He can tonight. He said, and we know this infallible truth, that He's going to see you through whatever's going on in your life tonight. Folks, I don't know about you tonight, but I want to give you this. You go ahead and put this in your notes on your phone. And you can write this down. You can go ahead and take care of it tonight. Put this in your notes. God's going to see us through. I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but you write it down that God's going to see you through anything you're going through. If you're a child of God tonight, you won't come out on bottom. You will come out on top. Right now, it may look like the giant's in front of you, but I want you to know it won't be long. You'll be standing on that giant's head, and you'll be cutting his head off because you'll be the winner in Jesus Christ. He didn't save you for you to fall. He saved you to raise you up and be something in life. So he says in his book tonight, he says not only this eternal that we hear tonight is through the scriptures, but I've seen something else in the text. It's by the seal tonight. Not only have we have eternal life through the scriptures tonight, but we have that eternal life through the seal tonight. That seal of the Holy Spirit tonight. You know, God is the sealer, and the Holy Spirit is the seal tonight. When I read that, and I'm fixing to read you a scripture, my daddy-in-law, he drove a truck, and it was like one Brother Harold drives, and it has a hole back end closed in, white trailer behind him. And he drove for the Pepsi company, and that thing was sealed up. And he told me, he said, you would not believe how many 20-ounce bottles is in that thing. It's a 53-foot van, and from one end to the other, it is just packed full of 20-ounce Pepsis. And I was like, are you kidding me? He said, no. And I said, I want to see it. I believe you, but I just got to see that many at one time. And he said, I would let you look, but there's something on the back of that trailer. And I thought, what is he talking about? He said, when they loaded me at that place, they locked them doors together and they put a seal on the back of that. And it can't be broken till I get to my destination. Friends, if I can give you anything tonight, God Almighty's put the Holy Ghost in you. He's put the blood of Jesus in you. And that can't be broken until you get to your destination, till you get to heaven. Friends, it's real tonight. It's real in my life and it's real in your life tonight. And we're kept by the power of Jesus Christ. He said, not only by the scripture, but by the seal. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 22, there is a seal on your life tonight. Have you ever just thought what God's doing when He sealed you? What He has protected you from when He sealed you? Man, there's a lot that Satan throws at me and you tonight, but that seal that He's put on us, that sealing agent, I want you to know nothing can tamper, nothing can get in. He says tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 22, who hath sealed us? Who has sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts? He says tonight He has sealed us and He has put that Spirit in our hearts tonight. He has put that Spirit in a place tonight that we need it tonight. It's in our heart tonight. It melts that heart. Ephesians 4:30, talking about the seal, is this: and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. You're sealed with that price tonight. You're sealed with that tonight. I thought about what happened, and I think about some of the preachers that has failed that you've heard on the TV here lately, and I think about them all the way through the TV, and they've come up short, and they've done some things that's not pleasing to God. And I want you to know tonight, you can look at them ministers, and you can say, I can't believe they would do something like that. Mr. Falwell, and you'd say, I can't believe Falwell would do something like that. Friends, I want you to know he's not above sin, and you ain't neither. Before you start judging him or judging anybody else, you must know tonight, friends, I want you to know the devil, he's on the warpath tonight. If you've not fell under a sin here lately, I want you to know I'd be on my knees tonight thanking God Almighty that he is protecting me right now from what's going on in your life tonight. Friends, I want you to know there's a lot of battles going on, but we got one tonight that can fight them battles, and he says tonight that he can do that because of the scripture and because we are sealed tonight. But I want to give you this. Not only do we have eternal life by the scripture, not only do we have eternal life by the seal, the Bible says, but we have eternal life tonight because of the source. Because of the source. I thank God tonight that I'm not holding on to my salvation, but God is. I thank God tonight that my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. It is recorded in that Lamb's Book of Life. Folks, when it's written in that Lamb's Book of Life tonight, I want you to know it is written down. And tonight I thought about that, and he says, the Father, look what he says tonight in the book, my Father, in verse 29, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I want to give you a little illustration tonight when I read this week that just come to my mind so vivid. So vivid in my mind. I remember when Kaylee was little and she would get money for her birthday, or she'd get money for anything like that, or she'd get anything worth anything of value. It may even be a popsicle. It was whatever she got. You know what she would do when she wanted nobody to get it? She'd have that in her hand and she'd say, Daddy, Daddy. And I'd turn around and say, yeah, baby. She said, will you hold this for me? She didn't give that thing of value to anybody else. What I'm trying to tell you is that Jesus Christ, he didn't give that value to the angels and tell the angels to keep you and cover you and watch over you. You know what he did? He took your salvation straight to God Almighty. And he said, I have took your salvation and I have put it in my Father's hand. And folks, tonight, if that hand, it can reach down and it can dip out down there at the ocean, it can dip it out and it can go up there to Gatlinburg and make them old beautiful mountains, and he can do that with one sweep, what is my little old soul compared to all of that? And he can hold it in his hand tonight. Friends, I want you to know God didn't put my soul in his pocket tonight. He didn't put my soul in charge of some angels tonight, but he took my soul on his own and he's guarding it tonight from Satan Almighty tonight. And he says the source tonight, that the Father tonight is our source through Jesus Christ. He says the Holy Spirit, the sealer is God, and the seal is the Holy Spirit, and the Savior tonight is Jesus Christ. Get this, the Father gives, but also the Father guards. What he gives, he guards tonight. What he gives, he guards tonight. Tonight I would ask you a question. In the world we live in, there's a lot of discouragement. I promise you, if I go around this parking lot and we could talk to each other, somebody's been discouraged this week. There's a lot of discouragement. There's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of depression. Everybody in this parking lot, including your pastor, you can admit it or you don't have to admit it, but it's true. Everybody in this parking lot struggles with depression. Some has to take medication for it. Some don't have to take medication. But everybody at a time in their life, they get to a place that they get depressed. They get discouraged and disappointed, and things come their way. And friends, tonight, if there's one thing tonight that you ought not get discouraged over, you ought not get disappointed over, and you not get depressed about tonight, that ought not be your salvation. You ought not get that way about it tonight. If there's one highlight of your life, it is knowing that you've been born again and that you got a home in heaven tonight. And God Almighty knew we was going to go through a lot of things, and he knew that we needed something that would be staked down and it would be solid tonight, and it wouldn't waver and it wouldn't move. And that tonight is your salvation. Tonight, I know in the world we live in, there's a lot of things changes, and there's a lot of things you see people change, a lot of things, but there's one thing tonight will not change, and that's God Almighty. He will not change his mind tonight on you tonight. But I want to give this to you. Not only does the Father give, not only does the Father guide, but tonight the Father, when he guides you in the right place. Because look at this. He says, my Father, which gave them me, he gave it, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. There he guards it. But here is where he guides. I and my Father are one. Folks, tonight, Jesus Christ, he said, tell us plainly what's going on. Give it to us straight. We got to know. He gave it to them, and you know what they wanted to do? They wanted to stone him. He gave it to them straight, and they wanted to kill him. He gave it to them straight, and they wanted to do all kinds of things. Tonight, in the world we live in, if there's one thing you can bet on tonight, if you called on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he done that finished work in your life when he died on the cross of Calvary. He took their sins, nailed it to that cross. He took that handwriting of ordinances and he nailed it to his cross. He took every accusation that'll ever be against you and he nailed it to that cross. Friends, tonight he's took every sin that ever has been and ever will be and he nailed it to that cross. As we think about that tonight, we think about this, we have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord tonight. Friends, if anything that I can tell you tonight is this. When you go home tonight, you may have chaos. I don't know what you're dealing with this week. You may have chaos going on in your life right now. But when you go home this week, lay your head on that pillow. Woo! Woo, Lord! Lay your head on that pillow. And you don't have to lay there awake all night. Because you know what? God's got you. God's got you right where you are. God's got you right where you are. I had the opportunity to coach a little football team. I ain't doing a good job, but hey, it's fun. And we got out there, and I got them around, and I asked them, I said, what is one thing that you've done this week that is fun? What is one thing that you've done this week that you just enjoyed, and it wouldn't have, and you just had fun doing it? And one little bitty boy, he said, I got to spend time with my daddy this week. Man, when that kid said that, he's probably 5 years old. He said it in a physical form, I know, but I took it in the spiritual. This week, if I can give you anything from right now until Sunday morning, just spend time with your daddy. Spend time with your daddy. I had a man ask me one time, why do y'all at that church pray, Father God? Father God, protect this. Father God, protect that. And I didn't really know why I used the term Father God. I didn't know. I just always done that. I didn't know. So I went back to the model prayer. The Lord's Prayer, and it said, pray this way, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Folks, tonight, if you've been born again, he's not only your God, but he's your Father. And any father in this parking lot, if they see their kids struggling, they'll help them any way they can. Tonight, if you're struggling and you need help, or maybe you're just full of joy, remember this week, spend just a little time with your daddy, and he'll tell it to you as plain can be. Let us pray. Father, I love you.